Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining us on the show today. We have this program that we do every week, letting people know about the way of Yeshua, the Messiah, the one they call Jesus. And I'm so glad that you would join us. And the name of the website, the name of the ministry is Torah Life Ministries. And I start off every week by explaining to people, because Christians think Torah is something for Jewish people, just like they often think the Old Testament is something for Jewish people. But the Bible is not two books, an Old Testament and a New Testament. The Bible is one book with one word and one way, and that is the way of Messiah Yeshua, the one people refer to as Jesus. He is our Savior, and He didn't just die for us so we can go live according to how we want to live. He died so we can live according to what He told us to live, to follow His guidelines and instructions. I do strongly believe that our Creator is smarter than we are. And when He created us, He's given us these guidelines and instructions for us to follow, for us to live by. And just like if you get a toy from the store, or if you go get some furniture from a place like IKEA, they come with instructions on how to use them. And if you follow the instructions, the toy will work great. If you follow the instructions, the furniture you're putting together will come along wonderful. But if you throw the instruction manual away and you try to do it on your own, yes, maybe there'll be a slight chance you might get it right sometimes, but no, you're not going to reach the ideal unless you follow the instructions that were given to you. And we have instructions. When our Creator created us, He gave us these guidelines and instructions on how to live. And our parents and our parents' parents should have been teaching us these instructions from the time we were born, even before we were born, reading the Word to us while we were still in the womb. But there was a break. Something didn't happen. And many of our parents have been deceived. And they've lost the way of Yeshua. And they've went the way of the man-made traditions, whether it's Judaism or Christianity or some other New Age religion around the world. So they haven't been able to teach us the right way of Yeshua Messiah. When He says, "I am the truth, the way, and the life," that's what He meant. And we've gotten away from that way. We've been brought up that way. It's not our fault completely. But just because we've been taught something that was false and not true doesn't mean we can't repent and go back to the way He meant for us to go back to. And that's what we need to do, folks. And we need to start by repenting. Repent means to turn from our ways, to change what we've been doing. There's a saying, if you want the result of what you're doing to change, you got to change what you're doing. If you keep doing the same thing and expect a different result, that is the definition of insanity. And I could tell you there's many Christians out there and many people out there in general that might believe that Yeshua is even Messiah. I'll say many people believe He's a prophet or a special person, but most Christians and all Christians will proclaim that he is the Savior. Well, what did He save us from, folks? He tried to save us and take us off death row, and by His blood we have life. But He tried to also save us from the life we were living, from the life of wickedness, from the life that we didn't know the difference between wickedness. We couldn't see it clear enough in the original covenant, so He came to show us. He said, "I will die for you so you would get it right." And there's a scripture that talks about We've missed it in the original covenant. How much worse that we reject the Savior and mock Him by continuing to live a sinless life or sinful life. We need to get rid of sin in our life. That's what we need to do, folks. It says in 1 John 3:4, it says that sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Sin is transgression of the law, many translations will say. But the Christians today are taught that the law is done away with. And if you're taught the law is done away with, and if the Bible, the Word of our wonderful Creator, says sin is transgression of that law, well, if that law is done away with, well, you would be under this false concept that, well, you can't sin because there's no law. But the Bible says sin is transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not the man-made law that Yeshua came to do away with. So the law is still in full effect. The guidelines and instructions are in still effect. And we need to live according to the words of our Creator and not according to the words of man. That's like somebody saying, well, you don't have to stop at a traffic light because that law is no longer in effect. Yeah, you try crossing a red light in busy traffic and watch what happens. And that's what's happening. Christianity has falsely deceived many Christians by saying the law is no longer in effect. And I'm telling you, just like it'd be great danger to cross a traffic light, a red light or a stop sign, and breaking that law or not following that law that's there for our safety, that law that's there to bless us, to keep us healthy. If you ignore that, there will be great consequences. And I'm telling you, if you continue to ignore the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, often referred to as the law, you will have great consequences that you will suffer. And I don't want that to happen. I've seen it. I've lived it. Before I got into understanding the way of Yeshua, I was an extreme lawbreaker. And I don't want anyone telling me that's listening to this right now that it's too difficult or they can't keep the law. There are many more laws of this country, many more laws of your local state and your local county that you keep all the time. And then you're going to break the laws of the one who created you? And make an excuse? Listen, folks, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, did not come to be an excuse for you to live in sin. No, he came to save you from death, to save you from death row. And we need to be appreciated for that. We need to understand that. We need to understand we need to keep his guidelines and instructions the same way we need to keep the guidelines and instructions that are keeping us safe of passing a stop sign and a red light. They're there for our benefit and our health. Well, let's take this to Scripture first. Let's see what Scripture has to say. And there's many videos on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, www.TorahLifeMinistries.org, or you can just go to www.TorahLife.tv. And for those of you that don't know how to spell Torah, TORAH.tv, and you can check that out, TorahLife.tv. So, let's go to Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom. So Proverbs is another word for wisdom. And it says in Proverbs 2, we're going to read Proverbs 2. We're going to look at this today and get into it a little. So if you're listening to this another time on the podcast or on the radio station, or you're hearing this for the first time, now if you're driving, I don't want you to open up your Bibles and start reading. But I want you to comprehend what we're talking about. So it says in Proverbs 2, "My son, if you receive my words and shall protect my commandments with you, so that you attend to wisdom, you shall extend your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lifting up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as hidden treasures, then," now remember, "then you shall understand the fear of Yahweh, and find knowledge of a wonderful Creator." So there is a requirement to get the fear of our Creator. It's not something that comes upon you when you say a couple of words with your lips, when you accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, doing lip service and not following the guidelines and instruction. An action has to take place for you to receive the fear of our Creator. And without the fear of our Creator, nothing means anything. And that is the problem today. We no longer fear our Creator. We fear man's ways more than we fear our Creator's ways. Verses 1 to 5 in Proverbs 2 that I just read talks about the fear of Yahweh, and it comes only through obedience to his commandments. Only through obedience to his commandments, often referred to as the law, can we receive the fear of Yahweh according to these first five verses here in chapter 2. That's what it says. Those who accept to say we can live a lawless or life, we don't need to follow any guidelines and instructions, that's just a foolish thing, the Bible says. The Bible over and over again calls it foolish. The first five verses, we need the fear of Yahweh. Do you fear Yahweh? Ask yourself, do you fear him? Do you fear him the way you fear about losing your job? Do you fear him the way you fear about waking up and there's no money in your bank account? Do you fear him the way you fear if you lose your wallet? Do you fear him the way you fear if something happens, there's an accident or something? Do you fear our Creator the same way if you're breaking his guidelines and instructions? If there's a policeman behind you and you know you passed the red light and you're looking in that back mirror to see if the policeman saw you, and you got this fear amongst you that you might got pulled over, who do you fear more, a policeman or Yahweh, our Creator? That's the problem, folks. We have no fear of our Creator, and that's why we have a joy living a sinless, a sinful life. We need to start fearing Him and fear sin more than we fear man. Receive my words, verse 1. Receive my words. Read my guidelines and instructions. Let's go continue and read in verse 6 of Proverbs 2. For our wonderful Creator Yahweh gives wisdom out of his mouth, our knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. You're only walking in uprighteousness and integrity if you're following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. If you are living in sin, if you're living against his words, you do not have our Creator's protection. Do you want the protection of our Creator? You will waste every cent you have and work hard for health insurance, for life insurance, for car insurance, and every other kind of insurance. Well, here our Creator gives you the insurance of eternal life. He gives you the insurance of safety. According to him, there's no better insurance out there. And what we are called to do in return is walk in uprighteousness, and that is walk in integrity, and that is keep his guidelines and instructions that he gave us. And he said it will never be too much for us to bear. It would never be too heavy for us to do. That's what he said. Verse 8 says, to God the path of judgment, he protects the way of his saints. His saints are those that follow and desire to follow his word. Verse 9, you shall understand righteousness and judgment and honesty and every good path. Every good path. Now there's a scripture that says, there's two paths. There's a wide path and there's a narrow path. The narrow path, only few will find it. And I'm telling you, that narrow path is what leads to that narrow gate. And that narrow gate path is Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that narrow gate is Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, our Savior. Verse 10, when wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion shall come and keep you. Understanding shall watch over you to deliver you from the evil way, from the man who speaks perverse things. You see, we need to be on an upright path, folks. We need to be righteous. And being righteous is doing the right things according to our Creator's words, not man's words. Verse 13, and I want you to hear this and listen and comprehend what I'm telling you. And you could show this to your local pastor. You could show this to your Christian friends. The word is the word. You can't misunderstand or translate these things the wrong way. And people try. How do you mistranslate? Do this and don't do that. But so many people try to make excuses to do this. Verse 12 says, to deliver you from the evil way, from the man who speaks perverse things. 13. Those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darknesses, who rejoice to do evil, they delight in perversities of the wicked. Folks, that is the world, and that is what we are called to be set apart from, whose paths are crooked and are devious in their tracks, verse 15. That is who we are to be separate from and set apart from. When you're living a life of sin, you become those people. And you have a choice to take the fear of Yahweh, and that comes by seeing his word, his instructions, his guideline, his will for us. All these words are more appropriate than the law, which so many people get confused of, because there was a law that Yeshua came to do away with, the man-made law of the Pharisees that was adding the yoke to man. But Yeshua says, no, my yoke is not heavy. And his yoke is the guidelines and instructions of our Creator in the written word that's found in the scriptures. In the whole book of the scriptures, starting in the beginning in Genesis. Verse 15 says, whose paths are crooked, who are devious in their tracks. Verse 16, these will deliver you from this strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters you with her words, who forsakes the friend of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim. Forgets the covenant. The covenant. That's what many people have forgotten, and that's why there's no fear of our Creator out there today. We have forgotten the covenant. Do you want to be friends with those people, or do you want to be set apart from those people? Verse 18 says, for a house leads down to the death and attracts to the departed spirits. 19, all going into her do not return, nor do they reach the ways of life. In order that you may walk in the ways of the good and keep the paths of righteousness, for the upright shall live in the land, and the blameless shall remain in it. But the wicked, and the wicked folks are those that are not following the guidelines and instructions consistently on purpose. If we make a mistake by accident, if we didn't know, that's one thing. But when we know and we continuously do not do, that is wickedness. That goes beyond a mistake. That's a premeditated sin that you are doing. Those that practice a life of living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. It says in verse 22 of Proverbs 2, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors who tried to hide their sins shall be rooted out of it. Who tried to hide their sins. Most people don't even know what sin is according to our Creator's words. And I've explained it to you here today what sin is. And now we have a choice. Do we going to keep or are we going to ignore and get away from them? So we look at the Ten Commandments as an example. The Ten Commandments are ten simple commandments. And many Christians tells me, oh, those are impossible to keep. Folks, do you know how many commandments there are in the scriptures? There's over 600. And if you can't keep even 10 of 600, you are in trouble. You do not have the fear of our Creator if you consistently desire to break just 10 of the 613 commandments of our Creator. Just 10. But there's even more than 10 that we're to keep. But He will never give us a commandment to keep that we can't keep if we have the desire to do so. And that comes by having the fear of our Creator. And many Christians will say, well, they keep the Ten Commandments. They don't have a problem keeping the Ten Commandments. Well, you can't pick and choose, folks. You can't pick and choose. And you can't switch them around to meet your needs. No, we have to switch our flesh around and break away from our flesh to meet our Creator's needs. So we look at these Ten Commandments, and I say, what happened to the first commandments? The commandments of Yah, because people don't have a problem keeping the commandments to each other because they're just morality in this world. Oh, I'm not going to steal, lie, and cheat another person. Well, many people do, but most Christians don't because it's a morality towards another person. But then they steal, lie, and cheat against our wonderful Creator, breaking the first four commandments. The commandments that are towards Him, not towards fellow man. Having other idols before them, taking His name in vain. Not keeping His holy Shabbat. Folks, we need to get right and get our priorities in order. What about the fourth commandment, keeping the Sabbath holy? How come so many Christians say we don't have to do that? Somebody show me one scripture in the Bible, in the whole Bible, this one scripture that says we no longer need to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Show me one scripture in the Bible that says all the commandments are still applicable except that fourth commandment. Show me one scripture in the Bible that says, well, we can change that fourth commandment to make it sound something different that fits our schedule. That's not what it says. And as it says in Proverbs 2 here, if you receive my words, you be protected. If you receive my words, you have the fear of our Creator. And keeping the commandments are simple when you have the fear of our Creator. Just like you stop at the stop sign. Just like you stop at the red light. Because you're keeping the guidelines and instructions. Because you fear getting a ticket. You fear getting a ticket because you fear not having enough money to pay for that ticket. You fear not having enough money to pay for that ticket because you fear going to jail. You fear going to jail because you don't want your insurance to go up. You don't want to go to jail and all these other things with man. We need the fear of our Creator. We need that on our hearts. We need to have that fear. And it's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing to have that fear. To know that our Creator, who's smarter than we are, gave us all the great things and said He offers us a future and a hope if we stick to His plan. Know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster. To give you a future and give you a hope. How many of you are Christians out there listening to this right now and it doesn't seem like there's a future and a hope? As much as you pray, as much as you tithe, as much as you do the things you do, it just seems like there's no future and hope. How many Christians do you know that are sick with disease, even though they go to church on Sundays, even though they pray and they tithe? How many of you know Christians that have diseases where doctors have not given them a future and a hope? But without the fear of our Creator, without being obedient to His Word, without desiring to be obedient of His Word, you don't have the protection of our Creator. You don't have the world's best health insurance, life insurance, job insurance, happiness insurance, or joy insurance. You don't have that without the words of our Creator, without following His guidelines and instructions. Do you understand? He has given you the treasure map of life, the treasure map to eternal life, but also the treasure map to blessings in this life. And to ignore that book, to keep it in your house and not open it, to even not even have one in your house, to not read it and desire to have ears to hear what it's saying, what a shame. It says in the Bible in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they can live, so they can have life, so they can have another opportunity to get it right. How many of you want to get this right? How many of you want to do the things that our Creator wants us to do? Well, start reading His Word and stop being confused by man-made doctrines and man changing around the words. Stop trying to make the Bible something into a conspiracy theory. The Bible's clear in what it's saying, and there's no gray areas. It's black and white. Do this and don't do that. It's just our great thinking that's got us down because we've been deceived, because that's how the enemy works. And that's what he does to us. And he puts some man in front of a whole bunch of people saying stuff that's not in the scriptures, and we're listening to that man more than we're listening to the scriptures. And we wonder why we have all these issues in our life. There's no fear of our Creator left anymore. It says at the end of Proverbs 1, but he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the fear of evil. You have the fear of Yahweh or the fear of evil. One or the other. The fear of a wonderful Creator who loves you. The fear of everything that's loving, or the fear of evil. That you're walking around, you're so worried about the man-made doctrines and the man-made things of this world that you have so much fear. But we could be at ease from that. At ease from that. Again, folks, Proverbs is wisdom. That's what it is, the word of wisdom. Let me ask you this. If you call yourself a Christian, if you think you're a believer, if you proclaim Yeshua as Messiah, how long have you been a believer and have you ever read the whole Bible? And if you've read the whole Bible once, why haven't you read it again? You go and you go to your favorite movies more than once. You're listening to your favorite songs more than once. Why wouldn't you read the Bible more than once? For those of you that claim that you've never read the whole Bible, you need to throw away every book. You need to not turn on your TV. You need to get away from your computer and your phone. And you need to read the word of our Creator, your Creator, the one who formed you in the womb and says he knows every hair on the head before you were even born. You need to read his word. And you need to continuously read it over and over again until you get this right. And then you need to keep reading it more for the things you've missed. And not just take it for granted that we have somebody who died for us, because if somebody died for you, you'd be more thankful of that. We need to get this right because time is running out, and we need to let each other know. And that's all what's happening today. So if you're a Christian out there, and if you're listening to this, you know, go and check what I said out. Go onto my website, Torah Life Ministries, check the videos out. Go to the Bible, check out Proverbs 2 that I'm reading right now. How can you mistranslate what it's saying? Because it's so clear. Turn to Psalms 119. And you have a whole psalm about keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and the blessings that go along with it. Now, folks, I'm telling you this. We are saved only through the blood of Messiah. And there's nothing we can do to earn that. There's nothing we could do. He died and set us free as a gift. A gift that we never deserved and we can't deserve. We don't keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We don't desire to keep the law of our Creator to be saved. We're saved only because He died for us. We don't keep them to be saved. We should desire to keep them because we fear our Creator and we are saved. Hallelujah means praise our Creator. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. How many of us can praise Him not only during the good times but during the bad times? How many of us can be thankful for Him, for His word, because we fear Him and we don't fear man? So when we get hit a valley in the road according to man's ways, we have a great relationship with Yahweh and fear of Yahweh that we could be so praising and be thanking Him even when the world sees our life shattering. How many of us could put ourselves there? or how many look at the tragedies of this world because they don't have the protection and the insurance and the ease from evil that Yahweh promises us. It just destroys them. It says in the Bible, today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. Today I give before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. And what did they do back then? It said the people answered not a word. Well, I'm giving this to you today, whether you heard it or not. This information that comes right out of the Bible. You have an opportunity between life or death. Blessing and cursing. Good versus evil. And there's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for Him or you're against Him. If you say nothing, you're against Him. It's time you started to fear our Creator. Opened up your scriptures. Reading the Word for what it says. The Word says in Psalm 6:6, I hate workers of iniquity. He hates workers of iniquity. People that love to do sin. We need to be set apart from that, folks. And it's time you got set apart. And it's time you heard somebody tell you the truth. And this is what the scriptures are telling us to do. This is what they're calling us out of. There's a reason why after 40 years in the desert, none of the people that came out of Egypt made it into the promised land. Because they were disobedient to our Creator. Because they mumbled and they groaned and they didn't want to follow His ways. Because they wanted to please their flesh more and their stomachs more. They desired the flesh pots of Egypt more than the promised land of Yahweh. That's the reason. There was only two righteous that made it. Well, that's the same thing that's going on right now. We have a promised land waiting for us. As it says at the end of Proverbs, in Proverbs 33. It says, we shall be at ease from evil. As it says in Proverbs 2, that we would have His insurance and He will cover us with his peace and His comfort and His shalom. We have that opportunity. But if you desire to live according to man's ways, if you desire according to live away to man's fears and all these different things, you will never see that peace and you will never feel that shalom of our wonderful Creator. And it is my prayer that somebody listening to this, that all of you listening to this, will take this message seriously. Go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Contact me. If you're here in South Florida, we have a local fellowship that meets at 3 p.m. every Saturday in Lake Worth. But on the internet, we give messages all the time. Friday nights, we have a live meetup group on YouTube. You just go to my YouTube page via my website on Friday nights. The YouTube channel is Health Watchman. Every Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern time, we have a whole bunch of people whose eyes have been opened. And they no longer have the fear of man because they have a fear to Yahweh. And they have a peace and a shalom under them that the average person cannot understand. And that is what being set apart is all about. So I pray for you and I thank you for listening to this message today. And I ask you to share this with others because you will be blessed by it and they will be blessed by it. And we need to hear the truth. And as it says in Scripture, the truth shall set us free. Shalom.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Rattling moves. together.